Cemetery Tales is sponsored by Friendly Cup. Friendly Cup is an eco-friendly wheat straw plastic that does not give off that nasty plastic scent or taste. It is 100% biodegradable. Not only is this healthy for our environment, but it also keeps the temperature hotter or colder for a longer period of time compared to regular plastic. Friendly Cup allows you to drink your favorite coffee or tea in an eco-friendly cup while making the world a better place. To receive a discount on your purchase at friendlycup.org, use my discount code JUBILANTJT. You receive 25% off of your purchase. All right, welcome back to Cemetery Tales Podcast. So, I got a phone call yesterday from one of my friends about protecting the energy around them. What should they do? Well, one thing, you know, little things. You know, sometimes it could be electrical interference. You know, sometimes you should not watch the TV. You know, I said, you can watch TV, maybe just monitor what you watch. I said, you know, when you watch the news is geared toward, you know, bringing you down, showing negativity. That's what it thrives on. You know, so it doesn't matter if you're watching your local news or you're watching, you know, a bigger platform of news. You know, the objective is to, you know, wear you down, so to speak. So, you know, that's just my opinion I feel about that. But, you know, watch how you talk to people. You understand if you're around energy vampires. Maybe I'll do a segment about that. I think it's a good thing to talk about on the show. But you should just be aware of different things that can happen, man. But you got to protect your energy anyway. You know, you got to pray. Sometimes you got to have totems. Sometimes you got to do affirmations and mantras, you know. And just be aware of your surroundings. I mean, sometimes you can go into a place and let's say you see a Ouija board. Now, you can see those old plastic ones that be at Toys R Us or Target, Kmart. Those stores even open. You know, Walmart, of course, is open. And you see these type of plastic boards. It's, all right, well, you can touch those, no problem. But see, when you see these wooden boards, it's a little different. And these wooden boards, sometimes, I mean, you just don't know. I mean, people can practice hoodoo, voodoo, any type of wicked witchcraft. You just don't know for sure the amount of practice have been involved with that Ouija board or the type of seances or the type of energy that board has. I know some movies like Paranormal Activity, you know, it show like one part of it and it's, you know, movie, you know, theatrics and everything, but, you know, sometimes this thing is really real, you know, it's really strong. You know, I went to Collingwood Art Center, I think I mentioned it one time back in Ohio. And, you know, I do really well with protecting myself. I keep a pinnacle and a hamza on the other side of that pinnacle in my pocket, you know, all the time. I think I'm going to, yeah, it's on my Instagram, on the Cemetery Tales Podcast Instagram, where you see a picture of it. And, you know, I always make sure I'm protected. So there's one particular time I went there and it was different. It was really a strong energy that was there in that basement of Collingwood Art Center. And it was just like, okay, I know my limits. You know, I'll make sure I never get cocky or be real arrogant at all, you know, but I knew that it was something different with this energy, man. It was so strong. It's just like, I respect you, hey, man. I'm not gonna mess with you. I'm not even here for you. You know, and in our process of doing my ghost hunting at the Collingwood Art Center, I seen nurse out there in the seats in the auditorium. I had some orbs following me, you know, things like that. You would see different messages under the steps there. You would see it had like a torture room. I know I mentioned this on a previous show, you know, go back a couple episodes and check it out. But I just want to say, like, you just got to make sure you protect your energy at all times because you just never know how this thing can play out. You know, I don't know if anybody that's listening is religious or not, but in the book of Ephesians, in the Bible, chapter 6, verses 10 through 14, talks about the armor of God. It's important to protect yourself at all times because you just never know.
Welcome back, Cemetery Tales Podcast. We had that quick little break, and I wanted to let you guys know a little bit about what's going on. Today is November 2nd, 2020, and if you did not know, I am your host, Gerard Terrell, and I like to say, hey man, something is going on. I don't know what it is, but something's going on. So, last week, we know it was the Halloween week. We know that it was a blue moon, the third moon of the month for the month of October. We know a little bit about the significance of that blue moon, that third full moon. We'll talk a little bit about that further along in this episode. But in this segment here, I just want to say something happened to me last week. And I think I should let you guys know. So, I'm driving in my car, and all of a sudden, my radio started flashing. You know, it's, everything I listened to on the radio distorted. It eventually went out. I was like, oh, this is crazy. So next thing you know, my dash started flashing. Dash went out. And once my dash went out, I was like, okay, something's going on. So I'm in my car driving. And then when I make a turn to go to the gas station, boom, car shut off. I end up getting hit by a lady. Crazy. So somebody helped me, you know, get my car into the gas station. You know, we're pushing it. I go ahead and I end up getting a ticket. I got cited. You know how that is, man. But I thought it was weird because in the process of that, it was like a, well, I got to get to that in a second. So, you know, after I get checked out and everything, I end up going back into work and everything after everything happened. So, they fix my car, go get my car. You know, I'm driving and I end up, you know, it's a long day. So I stop at the gas station, different gas station, of course, later on tonight. This is a whole different day. And I park my car. And before I get out of my car, I'm like, man, something in my rearview mirror. But so I look, it's nothing. You know, now I'm looking in my side mirror, nothing. I was like, oh, okay. Okay, so this is what we're doing today. So I don't know what this black misty cloud looking thing is. You know, I do know a little bit of history on, you know, shadow folks. And we'll talk about that in one of these episodes. And spirits and the variety of different things along with spirits, from regular ghosts, poltergeists, to demons. You know, we'll talk about that later on in the podcast. Not today, but as we keep following along, we'll talk about that in the podcast. As you may notice, I am driving currently, but I had to get this message out because it's important. Why I'm driving right now is because the story was about me driving. So once I get back to my vehicle won't start. Okay, so I jump it, drive it back to the house. Let it run 30 minutes, turn it off, come back, it won't start. Now I have no power. Automatically, I'm like, oh, okay, well, it's probably my alternator because I got a new battery. So that new battery probably kept me rolling for the time it took me to get from my job home. But yeah, my alternator out. So that was a whole crazy thing because I'd never seen that. So to move forward from that situation, I'm driving my work truck and my radio started flickering and flashing and that. The blinker, my right blinker went out on my work vehicle. This is all at the same time, man. This is crazy. All at the same time that happened. Or even something as soon as yesterday, I'm getting off work and we have some overhead lights. You know, it gets dark a little sooner, the hour change. You know, things move pretty fast. So, next thing I know, it's like, oh, okay, so I see these lights flashing. Now, I could drive over there and inspect it, but I do understand that, hey, in real life, people do not do those things. In movies, they do. It's like, hey, let's go to the danger. In movies, but in real life, I went the opposite way because I know better. That's crazy. Don't ever run to danger. Who runs to danger? Nobody runs to danger. I'm not no superhero. I'm not running to the danger. So, hop in my vehicle. So this morning I go over there the same light is perfectly fine. So I was like, oh, okay. So last couple of days been very interesting when it comes to energy and different things that's been around me. I talked to my friend yesterday, or 2 days ago, Halloween actually, and she mentioned when we FaceTimed that it was a like a black shadow or something behind me. I'm just like, okay, well, hey, you know what's interesting about all of this stuff really is, like, I do a lot of affirmations and, you know, a lot of protection, you know, rituals. I mean, I keep totems in my pocket. You know, I keep this Hamsa pentacle around my neck that I haven't been doing it around my neck, but I have been lately, and I actually found it, which is very necessary, so everything's gonna be okay. So I just thought it was crazy, but now everything's good, and that's what matters. As long as everything good, everything will be good. We'll be good. And that's what I have for this segment of Cemetery Tales Podcast. I'm going to come with the next one in a little bit. We can keep on rolling, keep on flowing. I appreciate you for listening. All right, let's go to the next segment. So as we continue to move on the show, we are going to continue talking about cliches in the horror movie genre. One of my favorite ones is dropping the keys. It never fails, man. It's always somebody running and the killer's coming and they try to put the key in the keyhole and it never works. They drop the key, they're clumsy, nervous. It's just too much. It's like impossible to open the door. It's crazy. It's like you don't think about clicking the button because that don't work. You can't have a car where you got to click anything to unlock it. You have to put the key in the keyhole to open it, man. I don't know, but that's just that one right there. So moving on, we got murder in the bathroom cliche. Now, it's top notch, man, because you see it all the time. You know, but you wouldn't expect to get murdered in the bathroom, right? Or the shower. You ever been in the shower and you hear the a weird noise? You know, while you're in the shower, you look out, and you don't see nothing. But you heard something. So what do you normally do? Just get out of the shower, right? You're like, no, I ain't about to sit in here, man. I'm in a bad situation. Or you like lock the door and put like extra rugs under the door. I'm not saying I do that, but I know people that do you know, do things like that. I'm just saying, hey. You do what you got to do, but you know that while you're taking a shower, you're going to get caught up. You got to remember, in all horror movies, you are the most vulnerable while you're in the bathroom. 100%. 100%. All right, so the next one, and this is just an example from like the movie Get Out, even though it wasn't like that really, but it was. The police always get there a little too late. That's in every movie. I can think of Nightmare on Elm Street. You know, again, Get Out, like, even though it was kind of different in that movie. But a lot of these movies, man, the police just, I don't understand it. They show up super late. It's crazy, man. It's like you're trying to get help. You're waiting for the police. They never show up. You know, everybody else is running and scared. They're like, man, where the police at? We need some help. Police never show up. And then when they do arrive, it's too late or there's one person left. It's crazy, man. Completely crazy. So, moving on, you know, one of my favorite ones, for real. And I keep saying that because I love just the horror genre, period. But you're running upstairs to hide. I always think, why don't you just run out the door if you feel like you're getting chased? Why would you run up the steps? I just don't get it. Like, it's weird. But if somebody in your house, some reason, your safest option. I mean, to make sense, man, when you just run outside, I would rather run outside and yell, help, anything. Somebody's here, anything, but I'm not about to run upstairs. I'm not. If anything, in real life, we probably have to fight. You know, if it's a killer, we fighting. If it's Jason or Michael Myers, well, it's a little different. You know, I could go out there like Julius on Jason Goes to Hill, or my back, Jason Goes to Manhattan, and they're on the rooftop. And Julius did his best, man. He just wasn't enough, you know, and he uppercut his head off, man, on the Mortal Kombat side of the game. But, you know, you tell me, man, would you fight one-on-one like Busta Rhymes did Michael Myers? You fight these guys one-on-one? The chick in the, was it Freddy's Dead? The chick was giving it to Freddy with the gloves, karate, all of that. You know, I think she caught the L in that movie, though. I think she caught the L. I'm just saying, would you do it, though? Would you fight these guys? I'm just saying. You guys let me know. All right, so, of course, we always got the creepy doll. Just because, I mean, hey, it makes sense. You know how I feel about my buddy and the good guy and Chucky and all of that stuff. So, of course, you know. Another one that's pretty often set up in a lot of these movies is the warnings that you get while you're sleeping. You know, so you have a dream or a vision that something's about to jump off. So, you know, you should take that warning, right? And then you tell everybody else about the dream, right? But, of course, it's the movie. Nobody believes them. So then what do? So now you just left alone and you're trying to save everybody that didn't believe you because they just don't believe you. It's the craziest thing. So it's like, what's the movie? Or what's the show? High School High. He said, hey, you know what, guys? I'm going home. That's how it should do. That's how it should be, man. Just leave, man. Get out of there, man. I'm out of there, man. All right, so I haven't seen it in a while, but they got the Indian burial ground cliche. And I always like that one because it's like, okay, why I always have to be the Indian burial ground? Now, the one movie I seen, I can't recall the name right now. I think it's called Ruins. Yeah, I think it's The Ruins, yeah. And that movie was great, man. It was crazy. It was great, though. I liked everything about it. I think it's something that, you know, just getting revenge. So they just deserve the revenge they get, right? I mean, don't you agree? I mean, you took the land. I didn't take the land. I'm just saying, them people took the land. They took the land. That's all I'm saying. You know. So, one of my favorites, this is probably my fourth time saying that, but, man, the creepy hitchhiker, man, is the funniest thing. It's like, dude, don't never pick up the hitchhiker. Like, never. It don't matter if it's a little kid, if it's a woman, or it's a man. Don't pick up. I wouldn't even pick up an animal, you know. It's like, oh, look at the little puppy. Nah, man, we ain't picking up nothing, man. We see anything on the side of the road, it's like, why are you out here randomly in the middle of this field? Or randomly in the middle of, nah, we not doing that. I'm out. You know, we'll keep on driving because it's not believable. It's not realistic. To just be out there and like, let me help him. Nah, man. Nah. Not a good look. Not a good look. You just can't do it. So, I think that's all I have for this one, man. You know, as you know, this is the Cemetery Tales podcast. And I do like cemeteries. I worked in the cemeteries for a long time. So I've seen a little bit of everything. And, you know, one of my favorites, again, it's the sixth time saying it because it only makes sense, is the death of a pet in a cemetery. No, just death of a pet, period, but in the cemetery. It's always sad. You got that emotion behind it, you know. But, you know, it's kind of boring, you know, but it's not much development with the character. It's just like they just happen to be a casualty of the horror genre. It's like, dang, death to Smoochie. Dang. But that's all I have for the cliches for the horror genre that we've been going over from the last episode. And I have more coming. I feel like it was good to just talk about things without actually having a clear-cut outline of the show today. Just switch it up, man. You know, it's always good to just switch it up. We still will keep coming with episodes. We gotta start coming out these things every Friday, man. I'm behind. You know, a lot of things going on. Yeah, I guess I'll talk about it. We do a quick little break, and I'll talk about something I never talk about, I guess. But I'll talk about it. It's about energy and politics. Even though we're not talking about sides. We're just talking about energy and politics. especially with Mercury retrograde concluding and we go into the shadow thing, I think we should talk about that. But hey, thank you for listening. Cemetery Tales Podcast. Mentioned that we are not following a format, but apparently we are, and you're still listening. I appreciate you. So we are back, Cemetery Tales Podcast, and we're going to talk about politics and energy, but not what you think. We're not talking about Democrats and Republicans. We're not talking about Joe Biden or Donald J. Trump. We're not talking about that today. It is November 5th today now. As I move along through this podcast, putting this wonderful work of art together, I just want to say that I know it's draining to a lot of people. A lot of people stayed up late, wanted to see if their candidate was going to win. And, you know, a lot of things is drawn out in this process. But I talked to a lot of people, and I guess people had this election syndrome. Like election depression syndrome. I think that's the correct term for it. And I know it's draining energy. Now, on this podcast, you know, we talk about cemeteries and we talk about headstones and, you know, the horror genre, you know, but we also talk a little bit about spirituality and we talk about energy. It only makes sense. You know, my previous podcast, I have talked about my Reiki background, being a Reiki master, Reiki practitioner, to where I can teach Reiki to other people and get them attuned to the Reiki energy. You know, in this case, when a lot of people are really stressed out, it's draining. They want to know so bad on what's happening. And, you know, some news outlets is making it real difficult for some people to just focus and really lock in, and it's really tough for a lot of people. I just say, hey, sometimes you just have to turn the TV off, or now look at your phone. You have options, turn off those notifications from CNN or Fox News or whoever, you know, and just get your mind on some other things. If you have to meditate or anything, just to get yourself halfway back to normal, because I understand how things like that can be difficult. It makes sense to have that type of syndrome during the time frame, because you really want your candidate to win, or you really want the other candidate to lose. So I just want to say, hey, just be mindful of yourself, man. Don't keep hitting the same triggers. I know it's a little different than what we normally talk about on this channel. I just wanted to just get that out there because it makes sense. So moving along, I want to talk about a couple of death facts. I think that would be important for you guys to know, since this is the Cemetery Tales Podcast. And I got a couple here. I'll just do five real fast ones. Did you know that you can be declared dead in some states but considered alive in others? Yeah, I'll give you an example. New York and New Jersey, they allow families to reject the concept of brain dead if it goes against their religion. So they can be dead, but alive. You know what I mean? One of the first visible signs of death is when the eyes cloud over as fluid and oxygen stop flowing to the corneas. That can happen within 10 minutes after death if the eyes were open, and 24 hours if the eyes were closed. That's good information for those that need to know. There are about 300 bodies frozen in liquid nitrogen in America, and I hope that science will one day be able to bring them back to life. Just so you know, Walt Disney's head is not off somewhere frozen, or he's not frozen nowhere. That's just a myth. That's not real life. You know, my Masonic brother right there, Walt Disney. So going on, we got it's a myth that hair and nails grow after death. What really happens is that the body dries out, so the nail beds and the skin on the head retract, making nails stubble and hair appear longer. Now that is accurate, because on some you know, reinterments, or like let's say we have to do some for a coroner, for example, you know, sometimes you can see where if we did an indigent burial where they don't have vaults, they just have kind of cardboard boxes as caskets. You kind of see like the whole person. And I did one before that was really bad. I guess I'll talk about it. Yeah, I'll talk about it. All right, so we had a lady. We buried her in the ground. And she was in the ground for maybe 3 days. No embalming fluid. And we had to dig her up and move her to another cemetery. So in the process, she didn't have a vault. So when we dug her up, we had to lift her out of the casket that was destroyed from the dirt and everything, and to lift her up and place her onto a sheet until we could place her into a brand new casket, and then they transport her to another cemetery. Now, that may sound easy, but it's not as easy as you think. It just really wasn't as easy as you think. And I go into my last one, and I continue on the story. Rigor mortis is only temporary. It's a result of certain fibers in the muscle cells becoming linked by chemical bonds, but usually goes away in a day or two as those bonds break down. How long it lasts depends on the temperature in the environment, among other factors. Now, the reason that's important, I read that about rigor mortis, is this lady was stiff, and we lift her, it's like stiff, you know, and we lift her up, and it was different, you know. I had her legs, and another guy had her middle, and another guy had her shoulders, head area, and we lifted her out before we placed her into the casket and everything. And it was different, man. It was different, very different. I don't think, if you don't know, I mean, the smell of a person that's been dead for a couple of days in the ground, it's different. It's a very unique smell. We had guys out there throwing up. We had some guys that just wanted to see what it's like, you know, to do one of those. It's not often that we do them, but we did have, like, some of our people over us, you know, wanted to see the process because they just never seen it done. At that time, I think that was maybe my fourth or fifth one, maybe more. I don't recall the exact number, but I know I've done a couple of those. That was just the first one I did. That was an indigent burial. So, yeah, we had to get Vicks vapor rub. We had our gloves. We had on our suits, our masks. But the smell was different, and it was tough. It didn't go away. I mean, afterwards, you know, we disposed of our suits, our gloves, our boots, and you know, we was allowed to shower and go back home and shower. We could shower at work, but you know, a lot of us just want to just shower back at home before we came back to work. And it was just a process, man, because the smell never left. It was like you could still smell it for like 3 weeks. Long process, but very interesting, man. Those type of burials. But hey, I appreciate you for checking out the podcast. I got one more segment that I'm gonna talk about to conclude, and then hey, we'll wrap it up. Cemetery Tales Podcast. All right, to conclude this episode, I'd like to say thank you for checking me out today. It was a great episode today. Cemetery Tales Podcast. It was fantastic today. I'd like to say we have some new things going on with Cemetery Tales Podcast. We're in the process of uploading our first YouTube video. You know, it's just to get your feet wet. I'm going to just follow the process like I'm doing this podcast and just shoot me doing the podcast. But it's going to be a little different. I mean, the YouTube channel is going to be a little different than the podcast. I don't want to follow it like exactly because, you know, that I don't want to make it redundant. So I try to keep that as separate as possible. But I want to say, yeah, check it out, YouTube Cemetery Tales. You'll see it on there. It's only one video. It should be uploaded today by the time you guys listen to this, or maybe tomorrow, depends. But that video will be there. You can follow me on Facebook as well as on Instagram. It's Cemetery Tales Podcast. You can reach me email at cemeterytalespodcast@gmail.com. And I'm looking forward to doing some collaborations with some people. Looking forward to answering some questions from people. Had a couple of different people ask me different things, and I appreciate the questions that I have received so far. That's nice. That's pretty impressive right there. So as we continue to grow this podcast, we continue to grow this YouTube and keep giving you good quality stuff. We'll start branching off and doing other things. Again, I just want to try to keep it separate as much as I can, but the same, if you know what I mean. But that's all I have for today. We had a great show. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you on the next one.